This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
This morning on WCHL, a change in sales tax distribution could affect budgets all over North Carolina.
Current law does allow the commissioners to choose how they calculate the share of sales tax revenue that we get.
A UNC graduate assistant football coach was arrested on Monday on a charge of driving while impaired. And a lawsuit was filed against the university on Thursday by a former housekeeping manager who says he was fired for blowing the whistle on the former housekeeping services director. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports, the 16-11 Tar Heel baseball team is on the road tonight to face Elon. And the Tar Heels are struggling a bit right now. And
any of the final four coaches can win the NCAA championship.
That's this morning in our Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
707, 39 degrees in Chapel Hill. Expect a really nice day today. Mostly sunshine, a little bit breezy. Our high temperature today in the low 70s. Tonight we're looking at clear skies with a low in the low 40s. And then tomorrow is sunny with a high of about 65 degrees. But again, 39 degrees this morning. Feels good out there. A change in sales tax distribution could affect budgets all around North Carolina. WCHL's Blake Hodge has more.
A plan was put forward in the North Carolina Senate last week with the goal of providing an economic uplifting in rural North Carolina. The plan would shift sales tax revenue that currently stays where products were sold to instead be distributed all across the Tar Heel State. Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle says that this would extend what Orange County already does with their sales tax dollars.
Current law does allow the commissioners to choose how they calculate the share of sales tax revenue that we get, and currently commissioners can base it on population or on the point of collection, and currently it is based on population in Orange County. So what this would do is it's kind of an extension of what we do anyway.
The argument from legislators is that the newly proposed system would be more equitable and not reward urban counties for hosting the most retail options. But some municipalities would lose millions of dollars in funding from that sales tax figure. With budgets quickly coming due in June, that could leave major shortfalls.
The financial numbers alone, I've heard of how it would affect the city of Raleigh and the city of Durham, and it's another way of just really abruptly changing the way it's done in a way that's going to impact citizens.
Large municipalities and vacation destinations appear to be areas that are most negatively impacted by this proposed legislation. Reports say that after state senators have further reviewed numbers of how this change would affect municipalities, they're making plans to introduce amendments to this proposal that would cause cities to reflect their counties more closely rather than money being shifted in such dramatic fashion. Lavelle says that in general, she feels there are more equitable forms of taxation than the current regulations and the newly proposed sales tax system.
A person of moderate wealth who owns a really nice piece of property is the only thing they own, so they get charged a whole lot. And meanwhile, you have someone else who might own a moderate piece of property that might have just a buku of money in some financial assets somewhere, some other income somewhere. That's why I think that a straight-out income tax is really the fairest way to tax.
In its current form, the legislation would call for a 3-year changeover from the current system where 75% of the local sales tax stays where the purchase was made to the new system where all of the sales tax would be redistributed across the state. Orange County, as a side note, would see a bump in tax revenue under the proposed system. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
A UNC graduate assistant football coach was arrested on Monday on a charge of driving while impaired. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Durham police charged 28-year-old Gerald McGrath with DWI early yesterday morning. He was released on a $1,500 bond. McGrath joined the Tar Heels football staff earlier this year as a defensive graduate assistant coach. He played for Coach Larry Fedora while at the University of Southern Mississippi before being drafted by the Tennessee Titans in 2009. He played for 4 seasons in the NFL, but was suspended for 4 games in 2010 after testing positive for performance-enhancing drugs. McGrath said at the time the positive test came from a tainted supplement. Assistant Athletic Director for Communications Kevin Best told WCHL the university is aware of the incident and officials are looking into it. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Following his arrest for DWI on Monday, Gerald McGrath announced he was stepping down from his position at Carolina. UNC announced that decision on Monday afternoon. In a statement, McGrath said, "I apologize for my actions and for bringing negative publicity and attention to the University of North Carolina and the football program. I have decided to resign my position as a graduate assistant coach at UNC and move forward with my career." A lawsuit was filed against the university on Thursday by a former housekeeping manager who says he was fired for blowing the whistle on the former housekeeping services director. WRAL and the Daily Tar Heel are reporting that Clifton Leon Webb filed the lawsuit. He says former housekeeping director Bill Burstyn, quoting now from the Daily Tar Heel, would fire black housekeepers to bring in Asian housekeepers who would reciprocate the new job with sexual favors. End of quote. Burstyn was fired from his job several years ago, and in 2013, UNC had to pay a former housekeeper who filed a sexual harassment suit against him. But Webb says he was fired, too, after being demoted for bringing the issue to the attention of supervisors. WRAL reports the University of North Carolina and Chapel Hill and the NCAA have asked a federal judge to dismiss a class-action lawsuit filed by two former UNC students seeking educational reforms and financial compensation for student-athletes, according to court documents filed on Monday. The NCAA argues it does not have a duty in regulating and monitoring its member institutions, that the students have no standing to seek financial damages, and that the specific injunctive relief they seek is far broader than the harms they allege in their complaint. That's all according to court documents. And finally, even if plaintiffs' allegations were not otherwise facially insufficient to state a claim for relief, plaintiffs' claims against the NCAA would be barred by the applicable 3-year statutes of limitations. That's all a direct quote from the NCAA's motion to dismiss. UNC Chapel Hill's motion was filed on similar grounds, also stating that claims against the school are barred by the 11th Amendment, which prohibits federal courts from hearing cases where a state is sued by an individual from another state or country. The suit filed in January on behalf of former women's basketball player Rashonda McCants, and former football player Devin Ramsey, alleges that the NCAA and member institutions breached their duties to student-athletes in spectacular fashion, highlighting the no-show class scandal at Carolina. The Supreme Court says a North Carolina sex offender should have a chance to challenge the requirement that he wear a GPS monitoring bracelet for the rest of his life. The justices ruled on Monday that the state's highest court should have considered Tory Dale Grady's argument that having to wear the ankle bracelet violates his constitutional rights. Grady was convicted of a second-degree sex offense in 1997 and later convicted in 2006 of taking indecent liberties with a child. The second conviction qualified Grady as a recidivist. In 2013, he was ordered to start wearing the GPS bracelet 24 hours a day so officials could track his movements. The Supreme Court said lower courts should determine whether having to wear the bracelet is an unreasonable search under the Fourth Amendment. WCHL News Time, 7:15. It is time now for Traffic and Weather Together. And this traffic report is brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. Here's Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. Still looking pretty good on the roadways. No reports of any accidents. 40 eastbound doing well from Highway 86 all the way out to the airport exits if you have an early morning flight. Northbound Fordham Boulevard also just still in the building stages as you approach Manning Drive. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Call us at 967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Well, looks like pretty good situation out there this morning so far.
Pretty light week so far.
Yeah, I hope it stays that way.
That'd be nice.
The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bars, where you can savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients, created by Executive Chef James Clark and his very talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Now, your Chapel Hill Carborough weather is brought to you this morning by Crown Honda of South Point. And it's actually a pleasant day here. Not bad at all. It's 39 degrees right now. Look for sunny skies today. A little breezy late in the day. Our high today about 72 or 73. Tonight mostly clear with a low in the low 40s. And then tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the middle 60s. So not quite as warm tomorrow, but still, all in all, really good weather here for the next couple of days. Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance on your car happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda. found at South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit.
This is Chapel Hill Carborough's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
WCHL News Time is 7:16. Time now for news around town. High school students, are you artistically inclined? You're invited to enter the Congressional High School Art Competition. Every member of Congress, including our own David Price of Chapel Hill, hosts this competition in their specific district. Winning entries will be displayed in the corridor of the U.S. Capitol Building in Washington, D.C. Contact your high school art teacher or the Orange County Arts Commission if you'd like to enter. Visit artsorange.org for more details. Deadline for entries is Thursday, April 9th. Now through April 5th, which is this coming Sunday, you can head to the Orange County Public Library in Hillsborough and check out artwork by international baccalaureate students at Cedar Ridge High School. Four students have their art on display: Sylvie Backett, Taylor Brewer, Derek Lamb, and Julie Tullis. The library is located downtown at 137 West Margaret Lane in Hillsborough. And if you need help on your taxes, Orange County has this wonderful program in place they've been doing for a very long time. The program offers a free tax preparation service called VITA, V-I-T-A. It's open to anyone with low to moderate income who meets eligibility guidelines. You don't even have to be a resident of Orange County. Visit your local library or head online to orangecountync.gov/aging to learn more. The program is run through the county's Department on Aging, but it's open to everyone regardless of age. It's called VITA. Just remember that. You can get details on our website. Our news around town stories are all there. Just go to chapelboro.com. 7:18 WCHL. Time for championship sports. Let's talk a little Carolina baseball. A home series loss to Miami over the past weekend, accompanied by a tumble outside the top 25 polls, which is highly unusual for the Carolina baseball program. That all has head coach Mike Fox and his UNC baseball team scrambling for some wins. The good news is that the Tar Heels road back into the polls starts tonight. The 16-11 Tar Heels travel to face the Elon Phoenix, a team that's 12-14 in the season. Despite the team's struggles, senior starting pitcher Benton Moss is quietly putting together the best statistical season of his decorated college career. Moss says he has full faith in his bunch moving forward, adding that once they start coming out on the right side of some close games, they're going to be in position to make some noise, particularly in the ACC standings.
Once we figure out how to win the 4-3 games, you know, and we're going to. You know, when you lose a game like that, you learn from it. So we're right there.
That is Benton Moss, another man who looks primed to have a huge impact in the Tar Heels' present and future, is freshman first baseman Zach Hagen. He took over the team lead and runs batted in with a big game against Miami this past Sunday. After sitting out his last year of high school baseball due to injury, this level of production was completely unexpected, according to Coach Mike Fox.
He came in the summer, you know, off a torn ACL. He didn't play at all in high school. He had not played in a long time, and he didn't have a good fall from a playing standpoint, but we didn't expect him to. The problem was he expected to. So we just kept telling him, you haven't seen live pitching in a long, long time. But he showed signs of being a good player.
Now, Elon's lineup is highlighted by a first-team preseason All-American outfielder, Casey Jones, who batted .418 last year and is batting .337 right now this season. With a hitter like Jones in the other dugout, Elon will present Carolina with a battle, just as they always do, according to Coach Fox.
As far as this week, I mean, we're just trying to manage through today, but you know, we always have a battle over at Elon.
First pitch is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. with starting pitchers yet to be determined. And Carolina baseball team struggling a bit, but they will get back in the win column and get back on track. Three players heading to the Final Four head up the Associated Press men's basketball All-America team. Starting five is led by Wisconsin's Frank Kaminsky. Tar Heel fans are certainly familiar with him after the damage he did for Wisconsin in the game against Carolina. Kentucky's Willie Cauley-Stein is also on the list, as well as Duke's Jahlil Okafor, the fabulous freshman. The 7-foot Kaminsky was a unanimous choice, while Okafor received all but one first-team vote following an outstanding freshman season at Duke. Rounding out the first five are Notre Dame senior Jerrion Grant, another player that everybody in the ACC knows, and Ohio State freshman D'Angelo Russell. Nicole Stein, Kaminsky, and Okafor also are among the 10 candidates for the John Wooden Award as nation's top college basketball player. As far as the women are concerned, the Connecticut Huskies are back in the women's Final Four for the 8th consecutive season. They expect to be in the Final Four every year. It just really is an amazing program. UConn rolled to a 91-70 win against Dayton as the Huskies pull within two victories of their third straight national championship. Kalina Mosqueda de Lewis scored 27 points for Connecticut, which trailed at halftime for the first time in two seasons before they went on a 15-3 run, which put the Huskies ahead 58-47 with 13:56 left, and they never looked back after that. UConn's semifinal opponent will be number one seed Maryland, which is in the Final Four for the second straight year, following a 58-48 stifling of Tennessee. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports, and it's brought to you by AT&T Wireless.
The rugged Samsung Galaxy S5 Active, exclusively from AT&T, stands up to most everything. Falls into the shallow end? No problem. Falls into a mud puddle? A-OK. Falls into a deep fryer. That's a no-no. Drop it in a mop bucket. Fine. Drop it in the chili con queso. No problemo. Drop it in a garbage disposal. Yeah, that's a problem. Rain shower. No biggie. Meteor shower? That would be a no.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. Make the most of this school year and get the Samsung Galaxy S5 Active for zero down with AT&T Next. Exclusive to AT&T, the Galaxy S5 Active is engineered for your active lifestyle. Visit att.com or store for details.
Device meets military standards for water and shock resistance, submersible to 3 feet for 30 minutes, rinse residue, shock resistant for drops or falls less than 4 feet on flat surface. AT&T Next requires qualified installment agreement, credit, and wireless service. Taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
And now, brought to you by the Vapor Girl.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Any of the Final Four coaches can win the NCAA championship. This is Art Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. In some years, we have a Final Four with a nice Cinderella story, but little chance for the glass slipper to fit. This time, we have four heavyweight coaches who have brought their teams to the peak of their games for the last weekend of the college basketball season. Mike Krzyzewski, Tom Izzo, John Calipari, and Bo Ryan have something like 25 Final Fours between them. And seriously, any of their teams could cut down the nets Monday night. Here's why. Kentucky may be 38-0, but the Wildcats' escapes are more amazing than their unblemished record. Three or four times during the regular season, their wins went down to the last possession, and again Saturday they were fortunate to come back and beat Notre Dame. Like many great Carolina teams of the past, they have been on television so much that opponents learn how to play them and by season's end are not intimidated by the record or their cachet. Wisconsin is playing the best basketball right now, and the Badgers have experience, ability, and more toughness than any of the four. These guys are like a Chevy pickup truck who are in their second straight Final Four and never get rattled when they are down in the second half. Their two-man tandem of Kaminsky and Decker are the best duo in the field because they are great players, unyielding players, and determined to bring Wisconsin its first national championship in hoops. At Michigan State, the calendar goes January, February, Izzo, April, because no matter how his team start the season, Tom Izzo has the knack of bringing them around at tournament time. The Spartans had Wisconsin beaten in the Big Ten championship game before losing in overtime, and no one should be surprised how they outlasted higher seeds Oklahoma and Louisville in the East Regional. And they're far better and healthier than they were when they lost to Duke in December. Krzyzewski, of course, is the new king of college basketball in too many ways to list, but he makes $10 million, basically runs Duke University, and has boundless energy at 68 that makes it seem like he will keep going well into his 70s. The Blue Devils have to survive a very physical game against Michigan State to reach Monday night against deeper and bigger Wisconsin or Kentucky, but they have the four best starters of any team in Indy and certainly could win their third national title in the Hoosier State. But honestly, any of the four could. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
I'm Teresa Mize at the Cedars of Chapel Hill. Let's talk about health care. Assisted living at the Cedars is an important component of our continuum of care. In fact, we are so dedicated to our aging-in-place philosophy that we make this option available not only in the DuBose Center, but in our members' homes as well. Our five-star rated health center is Medicare certified and staffed with UNC physicians. Call or visit to learn more. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
Get ready for a moonshine tasting at the Carolina Inn. Join us Thursday, April 16th from 6 to 8 p.m. to sample a variety of North Carolina-made moonshine while enjoying culinary delights. Meet our featured guest moonshiner, Wayne Nix, cast member of Moonshiners on the Discovery Channel. One of Wayne's personal stills will be on display for you to view. Visit CarolinaInn.com for more information. And come get your moonshine on the Carolina Inn, where we come by Southern naturally.
Did you know that North Carolina is the birthplace of the physician assistant profession? That's why it makes perfect sense that North Carolina would have PAs that are leading the march to increase patient access to quality health care. Physician assistants are transforming health through equitable delivery of patient-centered, team-based care. The North Carolina Academy of Physician Assistants supports PAs and their efforts to improve patient care and provides continuing education so that PAs can be leaders in their field. For more information, check out ncapa.org.
Good morning. It is 7:27 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. And now that the Final Four has been decided, Carolina's not there, but a lot of people still going to be watching basketball this weekend, that's for sure. You can still win great prizes by playing the Chapelboro Bracket, presented by the Hickory Tavern in Carrboro. Prizes like $50 and $25 gift cards to local restaurants are awarded to the winners and runners-up after every round. And, of course, this is Final Four weekend coming up, and you can still be a winner, even if everything in your original bracket was busted and you didn't do well at all. Start playing the Chapelboro Bracket right now. It's presented by Hickory Tavern in Carrboro, and you can be a winner. Go to chapelboro.com for all the details. Again, the Chapelboro Bracket, that's what it's called. It's presented by Hickory Tavern, a great place to watch basketball and any other sporting activity in Carrboro. 7:27 at WCHL. Good morning.
Blue sky lights up the universal day.
It's spring, which means it's almost time for the biennial Shikori Hills Grassroots Festival of Music and Dance. Thursday, April 16th to Sunday, April 19th. 4 days, 4 stages, and over 50 bands, including Dylan Fence, Billy Joe Shaver, Donna the Buffalo, Willie Watson, Preston Frank, Holy Ghost Tent Revival, a Paper Hand Puppet Parade, and many more.
Come on and put your hands together.
With two large outdoor stages, a dance tent, and an intimate cabaret tent, there's something for everyone at Shikori Hills, located on 72 beautiful farmland acres in Pittsboro, North Carolina. Shikori Hills is just down the road from Chapel Hill, Raleigh, Durham, Burlington, and Greensboro. The festival also features local crafts, delicious food, on-site camping, music, and sustainability workshops, and activities for the whole family. Kids 12 and under get in free. Festival tickets are on sale now. Find prices, camping options, music schedule, and other information at ShikoriHillsGrassroots.org.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial position is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. Our station website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen anywhere in the world with live streaming. This is Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. 97.9 FM, 1360 AM, WCHL.
Hey, listen, if you want to keep up with what's going on in our community, at the end of the day, you can join Aaron Keck for the WCHL Evening News. That is from 5 until 7 p.m. From 3 until 5, it is Aaron in the afternoon with a litany of interesting interviews with people who run our towns, people who make things happen, and bring you all kinds of special events. You can hear all kinds of interviews on WCHL with Aaron Keck in the afternoon right here. Hope you will join us for that. And, of course, we appreciate your listening to the WCHL Morning News. Time now for your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather, brought to you this morning by your friends at Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. It is 38 degrees, mostly sunshine, a little bit breezy today. Our high temperatures today in the low 70s. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the low 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny skies with a high in the 65-degree area, somewhere around there. So a couple of good days on the way. As far as we know, a pretty good weather coming all week long. Today, maybe the nicest day of the bunch, again, with a high on the low 70s today and lots of sunshine. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace invites you to fuel up each morning with Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe Coffee, cappuccino, and hot chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great at Cruisers. Good to go. Coming up on WCHL, we have another news update from CBS, followed by more local news, and today's commentary in the way from Matt Bailey. He says, let's abolish the state-run monopoly on alcohol sales. And that is on the way. And, of course, during our next half hour, all our usual stuff. We'll have traffic and weather together with Nikki. We'll have the word of the day, clean joke of the day, and also today's WCHL hometown hero.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM WCHL. And you'll find it on our website, chapelborough.com.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett. The U.S., five other world powers, and Iranian officials have been talking now for 6 days in Switzerland. The long discussions aimed at trimming Iran's nuclear hopes in exchange for some lifting of economic sanctions. Correspondent Margaret Brennan's covering the talks in Lausanne.
With no breakthrough yet, negotiators are considering adding a few more hours of talks or perhaps just putting off some of the hardest decisions for another 3 months. That's because both sides have staked out hard-line positions.
These talks have been extended twice already, and the self-imposed deadline is now 10.5 hours away.
The goal now is to leave here with enough of an agreement to appease skeptics in Congress and the hard-line back in Tehran.
And Margaret Brennan says that becomes central to the issue of getting a deal, period.
One European diplomat told me the one person missing from the room is Iran's supreme leader because no one knows yet how far he will bend.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
732, 40 degrees. Look for a high today in the low 70s. A lot of sunshine on the way. I'm Rod Stutz. The second Carolina Conversations event will be held on campus today. WCHL's Jeff Hamlin has details.
This Carolina Conversation will focus on social media anonymity and integrity. More than 100 students and faculty members were present for the first event concerning race and current events earlier this month. Following the initial discussion, Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs Winston Crisps said that he was cautiously optimistic about the conversations being had on campus.
But I don't want people to hear that as a muted optimism, because it's a beginning. We got off to a start.
He adds that the most important accomplishment was that the conversations were now being held and students were able to more actively voice their concerns.
I think part of this is having the institution from the highest level, the chancellor, the senior administration, the faculty, send a very clear message that this matters to us, that the ability for every student, and I mean every student, and I don't care what adjective you put in front of them, for every student to feel like this is a place where they can express themselves.
This Carolina Pulse event is scheduled to take place from 5 until 6:30 this evening in the Aquarium Lounge of the FPG Student Union. The discussion regarding social media and the anonymity that it provides will take the form of a facilitated conversation among small groups. You can see a full calendar of events at carolinaconversations.unc.edu. Jeff Hamlin, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
They may have knocked on your door already, or perhaps they will. An advocacy group has been going door-to-door in portions of Chapel Hill in an effort to educate the public on our drinking water. WCHL's Aaron Keck has more on the story.
Dave Rogers is the director of Environment North Carolina. He says his organization is working to continue educating the public about fracking.
Folks who live around Jordan Lake are some of the people who are at risk of water contamination, air pollution, and just the other problems that are associated with fracking.
Volunteers with Environment NC have been canvassing neighborhoods in Chapel Hill in hopes to stop the momentum behind fracking in the state. Rogers says continuing conversation is the most effective method to fight the drilling for gas in North Carolina.
We've seen as more and more people learn about fracking and the risks associated with it, more and more North Carolinians have come out in opposition to fracking. So the most important thing we can do is continue to spread the word and educate folks about the dangers associated with fracking.
He adds that he hopes those in opposition to fracking will voice their concern.
We're asking folks to sign petitions, make phone calls, get in contact with both, obviously, their elected officials, but then Governor McCrory as well, to make sure their voices are heard on this issue.
Proponents of fracking say it will amount to cheap energy and a surplus of jobs in areas of the Tar Heel State that have been in economic turmoil ever since the Great Recession. Legislators in North Carolina initially promised strict guidelines for fracking, which have since been slightly loosened. But Rogers says no matter the guidelines, fracking is still dangerous. He cites a recently released report from Environment NC.
It highlighted more than 3,000 permit violations in Pennsylvania over the last 3 years alone. So the reality is, even in places where the regulations might be stronger than ours, the industry is violating those regulations on a daily basis.
Earlier this month, a big step forward for fracking was taken when permits were legally accepted in North Carolina. Rogers says Environment NC will hold a public forum on April 13th on the NC State campus in Raleigh to provide information about the infrastructure involved with hydraulic fracturing. You can get more information about the event and the efforts to slow fracking in our area at environmentnorthcarolina.org. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
North Carolina's highest court plans to hear arguments early this summer on whether the General Assembly can make appointments to three state environmental panels or if those decisions have to rest with Governor Pat McCrory. The state Supreme Court told lawyers for the governor and legislative leaders to come to its courtroom June 30th for oral arguments. The order late last week came a day after McCrory's lawyer asked the Supreme Court to speed up the appeals from the decision of a three-judge panel. Those justices ruled March 16th. The legislature erred in giving its leaders the authority to make appointments to the new Coal Ash Management Commission, as well as two panels set to begin meeting this year. The final outcome could affect dozens of state government boards and commissions. Volunteers have now removed 10,000 bags of trash in the history of the Clean Jordan Lake program. A news release says that during the most recent cleanup over the weekend, more than 100 volunteers removed 300 bags of trash and 140 tires from the lake in only 2 hours of work. This year's event targeted a cove on the east side of the Haw River arm near the joining of Robeson Creek. In addition to semi-annual cleanup events open to the general public, Clean Jordan Lake runs an Adopt-a-Shoreline and Adopt-a-Feeder-Stream program. It also facilitates community service days by groups throughout the year. The Hillsborough Police Department will host an event in hopes to enhance communication with Latino citizens in the community with an event tonight. Mayor Tom Stevens says this is designed to allow a chance for officers and members of the community to gather and share thoughts and ensure that everyone feels safe in our area.
What do you do about 911 communications and what's suspicious and what scams are we looking at? We've been talking to them about domestic violence. Just a lot of ways about how do you know when things aren't going right, because what we want to do is people living here and want our community to be safe and want people to feel welcome and know what to do when they see something that's not right.
Mayor Stevens says he's not aware of any ongoing tensions in the community and adds that the only issue he can recall is a language barrier at times.
It is more about being proactive and recognizing that we have a growing Latino population here in Hillsborough, in Orange County, in North Carolina. I'm not aware of any specific issues other than we do have folks in our community. English is not their first language. Probably some who, you know, don't know their English very well. And so we will have an interpreter there.
Stevens adds that there are programs offered to make the adjustment for Latinos in our community as easy as possible, including English classes offered for free at Durham Tech. The summit will be held from 6 until 8 o'clock tonight at the Orange County campus of Durham Technical Community College. The meeting will be in room 109, located at 525 College Park Road in Hillsborough. Gasoline taxes in North Carolina appear headed downward by a little bit very soon. The General Assembly gave its initial approval last night to a compromise reached between House and Senate members on how to handle an expected sharp drop in the motor fuels tax as of July 1st based on the current formula. GOP lawmakers and transportation officials warned the projected decline would have delayed road projects. The final agreement would initially reduce the tax by 1.5 cents per gallon to 36 cents, falling to 35 cents next January and 34 cents in July of 2016. There was a little debate in the Senate, but several House Democrats complained about Senate provisions left in the final bill. Final legislative votes are expected today. Governor McCrory has praised the final agreement. WCHL News Time, 7:39. I'm Rod Stutz. Nikki Morse is here. And Nikki, what is happening? I'm sitting here right now just thinking a moment ago. I wonder what Nikki is going to say is happening at chapelbro.com when she comes in here and sits down.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you asked.
I've been anticipating this moment.
All right. Well, our Healthiest You Challenge is still going strong. How about that?
Sounds good.
We've had several people that have really taken advantage of this project. And second-year challenger Ken Norman, he's Team UNC Wellness. He spoke to Aaron Keck about what he's learned in the Healthiest You Challenge. He's participated in the past 2 years. He's lost 70 pounds.
Whoa.
70 pounds. That's amazing.
Wow.
Good for him.
And he's fortunate to be chosen two years in a row.
No kidding. Tom Underwood, Team DOCMS, that's the Durham Orange County Medical Society, he talks about making the Healthiest You Challenge his first big new endeavor since he retired. He's also praising the outstanding facility and staff at UNC Wellness Centers and talks about the support of his team. Okay. So congratulations to everybody that's participating in the Healthiest You Challenge, and we've still got a couple more weeks, so keep it up. Keep up the good work.
Thanks to the sponsors of this year's Healthiest You Challenge, UNC Healthcare, UNC Wellness Centers, Chapel Hill Gymnastics, Coleman, Huntoon & Brown, Durham Orange County Medical Society, Jersey Mike's, North Carolina Academy of Physician Assistants, and the UPS stores of Chapel Hill. Thank you all.
And
making it happen.
Yeah, it's a really, really, really great challenge. So I'm looking forward to seeing everybody at the finale. Salt and South Florida, Jeff Danner speaking about, he's heard several stories about saltwater infiltration in South Water's Biscayne Aquifer that really provides quite a bit of water for that area. The situation's just another example of intersection of science and public policy, both interests that frustrate him. We need to remember that when we're setting public policy such as limits on freshwater withdrawal rates, that physics matters, and that when we vote for our local, statewide, and national elections, we should give consideration whether or not the candidates are guided by science, which kind of makes sense with all the stuff that we've got with the climate going on.
Science! She blinded me with science!
She blinded me.
She blinded Jeff Danner with science!
I don't think anybody could. I really don't.
No, I don't think so either.
We've got a great photo gallery up. Happy birthday, Goddard School. Susan Murray was there. They had a celebration, their first birthday, with pony rides and balloon artists and face painting, and even made their own caramel apples, which is really cool.
I could go for one of those.
I bet that would be really good right about now.
It really would, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, well. Don't eat those things anymore, but it brings back memories.
I have a feeling it would just take out all my teeth.
Me too. That's precisely why I don't eat them anymore.
It stinks getting old.
It really does, but it's better than the alternative.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, a lot of stuff. Chapelbro.com, as always. Thank you so much for coming in to point all those out to us.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's what I do. It's how I roll.
Well, also, as a public service, Nikki will also take a look at your traffic coming up in just a few minutes here. And in addition to that, we have the clean joke of the day from Nikki right before the top of the hour. In between traffic and weather and the clean joke, we'll have Dr. Wayne Pond. So I'm going to have to go ahead and put on my intellectual hat so I can get ready for that. That's on the way. Is it good coffee?
Mm-hmm.
I heard it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, today's commentary on the way from Matt Bailey. That is next. He says we need to break up the state monopoly on the sale of alcohol right here in Chapel Hill. He's concerned about it, so listen up for that. Coming up next.
Your friends at Glass Half Full Restaurant, Wine Bar, and Wine Shop are so optimistic spring is finally here that the beautiful garden patio is now open for your outdoor dining pleasure. Come cheer the return of the sun's warmth with a glass of crisp, dry rosé, a sensual cocktail, and all the passionate seasonal cooking at Glass Half Full. Your friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com.
GEICO RV presents Reflections from the Road.
I love the great outdoors and saving money. So I made the easy switch to GEICO RV insurance.
Which was a whole lot easier than eating my wife's cooking for a week.
Rob, I can hear you.
Sometimes I think she can read my thoughts.
Yeah, you were thinking about GEICO RV insurance.
Man, she's good.
Well, you are saying everything out loud.
I meant to do an internal monologue.
GEICO, for your RV, trailer, or camper. See how much you could save.
Can you slam dunk? Do you wish you could slam dunk?
I'm 6'2", and on my best day, I couldn't even come close. But if you're like most guys, yes, you wish you could slam dunk. But you're too short. Not enough spring in the legs. And you just can't slam dunk. Or can you? I'm Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers. And guys, I'm here to tell you that you can slam dunk. And you don't even have to jump. You just have to come into Grimble Jewelers. We'll help you pick a gift for your lady that sparkles. Something that's gold or silver. Something that twinkles, a diamond, a ruby, a sapphire. And we put it in a little jewelry box and wrap it up just the way she likes. Then you head home. You hand that little box to her. You tell her, a little surprise, honey, just because I love you. You'll feel yourself start to lift off the ground, and when she sees what's inside, brother, that's a slam dunk of a gift. And you can't even touch rim. Grimble Jewelers, you want a slam dunk? Get in here. You're going to feel like you're 3 feet off the ground.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It is 40 degrees, 746. WCHL, good morning.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Matt Bailey. Imagine you handcrafted something. It was so special, people would actually come watch you make it. But you weren't allowed to sell it to them because the state government declared themselves a monopoly on selling your product. That's exactly the situation Chapel Hill's own Top of the Hill restaurant and brewery faces. A while back, they started handcrafting vodka, gin, and whiskey from locally sourced ingredients. They call it Topo Distillery, and you can even take a tour. Want to buy a bottle after your tour? Sorry, Charlie, you're out of luck, because state law currently forbids any spirits sales that aren't at a government-owned ABC store, even by the distillers themselves. Right now, there's a bill before the state legislature to fix this problem. It would allow local micro-distilleries to sell just one bottle, just once a year, to a person who tours their distillery. House Representative Verla Insko and State Senator Valerie Fushi from our area are co-sponsors. Republican Senator Rick Gunn from Alamance County is a sponsor. With such strong bipartisan support, who could be against it? Local ABC boards, that's who. Their lobbyists said, "We have a control system for the sale of spirituous liquors that's worked well over the years." Worked well for whom? It's not working well for our state's micro distillers who are banned from selling their own products. It's certainly not working well for craft cocktail connoisseurs who can't even find their favorite products at government monopoly ABC stores. It's not working well to curb real problems of alcohol abuse and underage drinking. It's not even working well for our state's budget. Some estimate that the state could get a $200 million cash windfall by privatizing the ABC system. That sure would pay a lot of teachers. So why is our government so eager to privatize everything but liquor retailing? Look, I realize we have far bigger problems than where we buy our bourbon, but it seems to me that when the ABC system won't give up even one single bottle a year, even they know abolishing their government monopoly is truly in the best interest of our state. This is Matt Bailey.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
This is Sammy Martin of Franklin Street Realty, and you're not Kit.
No, I'm James Blackburn.
James, at Franklin Street, we often ask, why would you call anyone else? Expound on that, please.
Well, if I wanted a pizza, I'd call Pepper's, not Franklin Street Realty.
James, Pepper's is closed.
I know, but it was good pizza. Similarly, if I wanted a haircut, I would call a hairdresser.
But you don't have much hair left, and it's obvious that's not what I'm talking about.
I know. If I wanted to buy or sell a house, I would definitely call Franklin Street Realty.
There we are. Why?
Because I want to work with people like me.
Overly tall, overweight people with a funny accent?
The only thing funny about my accent is after living here for 24 years, I'm starting to sound a bit like y'all.
That's y'all.
I mean, I want to work with realtors who don't wear name tags, blazers, or button-downs. Genuine, friendly people who are comfortable in jeans, who aren't afraid to get dirty, and will crawl under a house, who will work on the weekends, who will answer the phone after hours.
Who are connected to the community?
That helps.
Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
The UPS store, we love printing. Flyers, manuals, banners, basically anything you might need printed. And if you're a busy professional or a student, send us your presentation and we will print and bind it and have it ready for pickup right away. Simply submit your print job by email or by visiting our online print website at upsstoreprint.com. And you can always bring your materials to one of our local stores in Chapel Hill North, on Fordham Boulevard, and in Meadowmont. The UPS store, where we have fun taking exceptional care of our customers.
There are many reasons people sell gold and silver to Jewel Recycle in University Mall. Inheritance of unwanted jewelry and flatware, gifts from the ex, downsizing, or just for a little extra cash. But did you know the manufacturer of an average gold ring creates more than 20 tons of mining waste? Selling unused jewelry is the green thing to do. Jewel Recycle in University Mall is the Triangle's top gold buyer. Visit them for a no-obligation, generous offer. Also on the web at jewelrecycle.com. All righty, Ben. 7:50 WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Glass Half Full, and here's Nikki.
Starting to see some heavier traffic so far this morning. 54 eastbound and westbound, looking a little crowded between I-40 and Hunting Ridge. Also seeing some crowded conditions on 40 eastbound, mainly due to the sunshine on 50 from 54 out through Fayetteville Road. Looks like a smooth shot, though, if you're heading out towards RTP. And north and southbound Durham Freeway starting to be crowded in segments between downtown Durham and I-40. If you happen to see anything while you're traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Call us at 967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. HL Chapelboro.
I'll tell you what, I don't know about the sun blinding you in the morning because I'm always sitting here, but in the afternoon, if you happen to be headed directly west, like if you're on East Franklin Street going toward downtown, and the sun is going down, I mean, you can't see a thing. I mean, it's... I was actually in another side. I was on Brookview, I believe it was, yesterday, cutting through Lake Forest and going up a big steep hill there. I could not see a thing.
Oh, that sounds safe.
It's just blinding.
Fantastic.
I mean, so you got to watch out for the sun.
And you.
Don't forget your sunglasses, but man, that's really dangerous stuff, so watch out for that. Glass Half Full is a friendly Optimist restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too, at Glass Half Full. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you by Sturdivant's Tire Pros. It is 39 degrees, mostly sunshine, breezy today. High today about 72. Tonight mostly clear with a low of 42, and then tomorrow sunny with a high of 65. Sturdivant's Tire Pros proudly supports high school baseball for over 12 years. Sturdivant's Tire Pros is currently holding its spring sale. They're located on Highway 54 West in Chapel Hill. Call 942-TIRE or visit 942-TIRE.com. All right, 7:52. Time now for the word of the day on WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready? Dr. Wayne Pond is here.
Say the word, you'll be free.
We are so excited.
Say the word.
How are you, Dr. Pond?
I tell you, Ron, I'm getting so used to that theme song, I'm excited myself. That's saying something.
Well, the Fab Four recorded it for you many years ago. Yeah, they just knew that you were going to be delivering the word of the day. It's easy for me to say. They knew you would be delivering the word of the day every weekday here on WCHL.
Well, when did that bit start? Early 70s, maybe? Something like that?
I don't know, man. Well, yeah. You know, you got to give the Beatles credit for that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, Ron, I want to take 10 seconds and congratulate you on the correct pronunciation of the word E-R-R. Earlier in a news story, you...
Well, thank you.
Well, I salute that sort of accuracy, so...
Thank you so much.
Insiders know what I'm talking about.
I forget what it was in reference to. It was about erring on the side of commission rather than omission or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that's right. Well, at least you pronounced it correctly. Good for you, pal. All right, onward.
See, you've rubbed off on me.
Yeah. Oh, hey. Now we're into dangerous territory.
Yeah, well.
Okay. Hey, listen, with the weather changing and, you know, everything coming up roses and blooming outside, I thought we'd turn to the world of agriculture. Okay. And try this one out on you, Ron. Geoponic, G-E-O-P-O-N-I-C. This does not have anything to do with any of my distant relatives. G-E-O-P-O-N-I-C. It is an adjective. I just gave you a hint a moment ago.
Mm-hmm.
What do you suppose that word is all about, big Ron boy?
Growing things in water?
Well,
you're
absolutely, you're on the right track.
Yeah.
It's all about agriculture in the broadest sense, and we can break it down a little bit with hydroponics. Mm-hmm. That is to say, growing in water. There's your little more precise direction there for something that grows in water.
Well, it also can mean when Gio Bernard jumps in the pond.
Now, cut that out. Geoponics, on the other side of the page here, that's what, when you grow something up in the air, you are doing it, aeroponically, and hydroponically, we're talking about water. But geoponics is all about growth, no matter where it occurs, and again, goes to the term of, goes to agriculture. So, are you happy with that, big guy?
I'm just ecstatic. How about you, Nikki?
I'm thrilled.
Yeah, I thought so.
Fascinated.
All right, well, shut down the gerbils and go out and plant a seed and grow something. Huh?
Yeah, they're working feverishly on the wheel right now just to keep this conversation in the air. It's, we all appreciate it.
Has it not always been so, Ron? Has it not always been so? All right, you guys be good. I'll talk to you in the morning. Take care.
All right, buddy. Wayne Pond's Word of the Day on WCHL, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
I have no idea.
Next hour, you have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, define it. You can do that before anyone else, and I will give you a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. Time now for the clean joke of the day on WCHL, and here once again is Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson went camping. As they lay down for the night, Holmes said, "Watson, look up into the sky and tell me what you see." Watson says, "I see millions and millions of stars." Holmes says, "And what does that tell you?" Watson says, "Astronomically, it tells me there are millions of galaxies and potentially billions of planets. Theologically, it tells me that God is great and that we are small and insignificant. Meteorologically, it tells me that we will have a beautiful day tomorrow. What does it tell you?" Holmes says, "Somebody stole our tent."
I've heard that before, but it's still a funny joke.
Thanks.
That's good.
I liked it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
757 and WCHL. Good morning.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
B.B. Smith is today's WCHL hometown hero, and she was nominated by Jamie Rowe. Jamie, why does B.B. deserve such special recognition today?
B.B. has done amazing work in our community for the Orange County Partnership to End Homelessness. She is a social work researcher in the UNC School of Social Work, and she has worked in the School of Psychiatry. She has been at this for many years, working on many different levels. She not only works as a practitioner, someone who works directly with clients. She also works with students and mentors them and helps them with placements so that they can gain experience and wisdom in their field. And she also advocates for people with mental illness locally and also statewide. She, just a couple months ago, had a wonderful article in the Raleigh News and Observer about the need for greater mental health services in the state.
BB does great work as a researcher working in the UNC School of Social Work. All of that is wonderful, but she also goes far above and beyond her regular call of duty by getting so involved with helping folks who are homeless or at risk of being homeless.
BB also chairs the Orange County Partnership to End Homelessness's 100,000 Homes Task Force, which is a committee that formed 3 years ago that is about 20 service and housing providers for people experiencing homelessness in our community. It helps people who are the most vulnerably and chronically homeless, many who've been homeless for years on the streets and who have very high barriers to housing, such as severe mental illness and substance use disorders. So she chairs that committee and really helps pull us all together every month to develop effective strategies for helping people become housed and get the services they need.
We're talking with Jamie Rowe. And Jamie, why is it that BB is so passionate about this work?
I guess it's her heart of gold. And also that she's so very bright, she's very driven, and she brings a compassion and a real care and concern for people to her work. You know, not everybody has, and she's very driven to help people. I think she's like all of us had obstacles along the way and hurdles to overcome, but she just keeps driving and keeps digging to make a bigger and broader impact.
I appreciate your nominating BB. BB Smith is today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.